Welcome to the Chi-Town Empire Show. Come and have fun and watch the show. Get your popcorn ready for the show. We're about to have fun on the show. Come and join us for episode one. Come and show love, we having fun. If you wanna vibe, come watch the show. It's the Chi-Town Empire Show. It's the Empire Show.
Welcome, Chi-Town Podcast, y'all. Angel, that's my angel, that's my angel. Yes, Angel. Happy Tuesday. Yes, happy Tuesday, guys. I hope you guys have an amazing, wonderful Tuesday. But yes, I know kids getting out of school. I know people getting off work. I know people probably going to school. I know people probably going to work. People didn't have school today, or people didn't have go to work today. But yes. Happy Tuesday to you guys. Hope you have an amazing, wonderful Tuesday. Also, I'll say happy birthday to you. I wanna say happy birthday to you. So, happy birthday today. Hope you guys enjoy you guys' birthday. But today, of course, we're gonna talk the NBA playoff happened. No, three games happened yesterday. So let's talk about it. First, that's about the Celtics versus the Heat. Celtics, of course, 122 to Heat 88. Also, Porzingis is injured, so he twisted his ankle. I'm not sure what he twisted in the second half. I'm not sure if he come back or not. So the Celtics, Boston Celtics, 3-1. So, can the Boston Celtics win the game? Game 5, they play tomorrow. So, can the Celtics win tomorrow? We'll see. Find out. Okay, then. Next game has OKC versus the Pel. OKC, of course, won 97 to Pel 89. OKC swept the Pel. Of course, the OKC is number one team. Also, they young. The young team. So, they won, of course. Both teams was young. OKC had Shel Alexander. Of course, he played in the bubble playoff. But actual playoff, he played. Of course, CJ McCollum went to the playoff. But some of them guys not had that playoff experience, of course. But hey, it is what it is. Pels got swept. It is what it is. Then, yesterday game, good game. Lakers versus the Nuggets. Of course, Nuggets 108 to Lakers 106. Denver won the game. Moving on to face the Timberwolves. We'll talk about that, but it's going to be a good game. We'll talk about that Friday. But it was a good game. It was a good fallout game. Porter Jr. is him. That's that guy. He's special. He got talent. Both of them got talent. Michael Porter Jr., that man got talent. You can't leave that man open for nothing. If you put a short person on him, no offense for I'm sure that's weird. But if you put he tall also. If you give him so much room to shoot that boy, he'll make him. He gonna make him. And it was a good game. I went for the nigga, my cousin. I wish I could put him on, have him on today. But hey, it is what he is. But he was at the Lakers. It was funny. We was going back and forth. Of course, Andy Day got injured. Came back. LeBron got injured. He stayed in the game. But ain't no excuse. Murray took over in the fourth quarter. Shot the game winning shot. This time he shot with the left on the left side, so he shot the game when they let him. And also, I feel like they shouldn't have challenged the play. They should have kept that timeout, but they had no timeout no more. So, Lakers lost. It was a good game, good fault game. Both teams put it literally gave it all they got, and they won. And I'm excited about it. So congratulations to the congratulations to the Nuggets. They move on. Face the Timberwolves. We're going to talk about that Friday. So, I can't wait. Who you guys got on that game? Timberwolves and Nuggets. We're going to talk about that Friday. Then, tonight, we got the 76ers versus the Knicks at 6 p.m. Can the Knicks close out 76ers at home? Close out at home. Against the 76ers. It'll be a good game. 6 p.m. Then, got Orlando versus the Cavs at 7 p.m. tonight. Then, got Indiana Pacers versus the Bucks at 8:30 p.m. tonight. Then, tomorrow, we got the Heat versus the Celtics at 6:30 p.m. tomorrow. Then you got the Dallas versus the Clippers at 9 p.m. tomorrow. Dallas versus the Clippers, I feel like that's going to go to game 7. It's going to game 7 because these teams is fighting. They really, really fighting. both team not taking their foot off the gas. They still fighting. And you gotta love it. So I feel like Clippers versus the Mavs game, that's a, I'm glad they play get shit, because we already knew these teams not gonna back down for no fight. And we'll see if Kawhi play tomorrow. We're not sure, but Clippers do have home court advantage. But this team is not gonna, you know, shut up and nothing. Both teams gonna give it all, and it'll come down to the wire like the last game, the game for that. But it's gonna be a good game. I feel like Dallas versus the Clippers gonna go to Game 7, Game 7 series, because both teams is so good, so talented, and one of the team gotta go home, and one of the team not trying to go home. They trying to, you know, save their season. Both teams trying to save their season and not trying to go home. But it's a good matchup. I love the Dallas versus the Clippers. One of the good game. Also, the Orlando versus the Cavs. They play tonight, 7 p.m. That's gonna be a good matchup. But like I said, I'm more excited for the first round. I'm more excited was the Dallas and the Clippers, because both teams is a good matchup. Both teams not gonna back down from each other. The team, both of them, you know, not gonna back down from each other, and they gonna bring, you know, each other best out of each other, and they gonna, you know, bring their best out of each other. So it's a good matchup. I love it. It get chippy. You know, they go at each other. Just know they get chippy. You think Lakers and Nuggets game chip? Nah, Dallas versus the Clippers game, that's chippy. Like, they gonna, come on, no, give me your best shot, and they'll give you your best shot. I'm like, I'm giving you my best shot, and they gonna go at it. Keep balling out, and I love it. Good game. It's gonna be a good game. But I'm excited about it. I'm very, very excited. But we're gonna see can the 76ers, you know, get a game tonight. We're gonna see who gonna go up 3-2. Can Orlando versus the Cavs, who gonna go 3-2? Also, can Indiana Pacers versus the Bucks? Can Indiana close out the series on the Bucks home court? Or will the Bucks, of course, win the game? But it's gonna be a good game, good matchup. I can't wait. I'm excited about it. But let me know how you guys feel about it. But yeah, but I feel like this basketball it changed. You getting all young talent. Like, they ready, they hungry. Everything, like, they really, really hungry. Usually you see KD, Steph, or LeBron in the playoff or going against each other, but this time we don't have LeBron this year. We don't have Steph this year. We don't have KD this year. Both teams went home on vacation now, and also I think they doing a U.S. Olympics. I'm not sure, but it's the young generation is taking over. Like, you never know who wanna shock you and stuff like that. So, man, you gotta love it, and you gotta love it, cause you know it's the new generation, this new talent is taking over the playoff. Like, they shocking everybody. Your favorite player is going home, or the young Bucks is taking over, and I enjoy it. You know, I want to see new talent. They showing it, and I'm enjoying it every step of the way. And I'm excited to see who gonna be the NBA championship this year. Who gonna be the last team standing this year? So I'm excited about it. I say 10 out of 10. This playoff series is a 10 out of 10. I'm excited. Some teams I'm shocked. Very, very shocked. Some teams I'm like, dang, it's crazy. You should have won that game. But team surprising everyone around the world. So I'm excited about that. Before we go, I want to know how you guys feel about the NBA playoff, the first round. How you guys feel about that? And then Friday, we're going to talk about the second round. So let's see. Let's see we're going to have fun with it. So, yeah. Before we go, let's take a deep breath in. And let out. Hey, deep breath in, excuse me. And let out. Put God first, stuff first. You know, if you say so to you. God first, kid first, so first. You're never in a relationship with kids. Salute to you guys. God first, self first, never in a relationship with no kids. Salute to you guys. Godfrey Kiefer, so for salute, single parents out there doing y'all big on salute. Make sure you guys follow on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Also, make sure you guys tell a friend, to everybody that's know about Shite to our Empire. Check out season 1, season 2, season 3. We still in season 4. So yeah. Make sure you guys go check them out. Good episodes. Good season. Amazing season. Love them so much. But yeah. Always said it. I'm going to say happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to you. So I rate to say my birthday today. Enjoy your guys' birthday. Also, I want to say have an amazing, wonderful Tuesday. Also, I want to say shout out to everyone overseas. Love you guys so much. Shout out to everyone in the U.S. Love you guys so much. Thank guys for tuning in every single day, Monday through Friday. Man, love you guys so much. And I always say this, if nobody love you, love you. Have a wonderful rest of your guys' day. Peace and love.
We love you guys on the Chi-Town Empire Show. Come back and watch the show. We love you guys on the show. Please leave a like and come back and watch the show. Please share our podcast. Please share the Chi-Town Empire Show. We love you guys. We gone.